JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, morning.
So, how are you today?
I'm okay. I'm a little nervous, though.
Okay.
Why is that?
I've never been on the radio before, so this is like a new thing for me that I'm doing that I've never done before.
Right. It reminds me of that kid on the at the roller coaster park or whatever.
Never been on the news before.
Apparently, I've never been on the news before.
Don't worry, it's not hard. Look at the three knuckleheads you're talking
to.
That
is true. Yeah.
If we can do it, yeah, you can do it just fine. We're happy to have you.
So what can we help you with this guy? That his name is Devin?
Yeah, so his name is Devin, and he's a really terrific guy. He's actually a friend of a friend that I saw at a party a couple of weeks ago.
Okay,
cool.
And yeah, I never had the chance to actually talk to him at that party. I just noticed him and thought, oh, wow, he's really cute.
Okay.
Nice.
So how did you get a hold of him then? Did you get a hold of him?
No, not at that party. I was just like, you know, he just seemed like a really nice guy. And I watched him at that party and how he was behaving and stuff. And not like in a creepy way, but, you know, the way that he interacted with people. Like, he always looked really engaged and interested in what people were saying to him. And people just wanted to talk to him and hang out with him, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that could be like an attractive thing.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, my last boyfriend, he didn't like crowds. He was not social. It was awkward for him to have conversations with people and even like with our mutual friends. And they saw that, but I didn't see how awkward he was. And it took me a while, you know, to open my eyes to that and to realize how we were not a good fit.
You seem like a very fun person. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm very fun-loving, and like I want to be social and hang out or dance, while my last boyfriend, he would rather just sit in a corner and drink and avoid the dance floor and avoid all the people around us.
That's kind of a breath of fresh air a little bit to
see somebody like that, but yet you haven't even gone on a date with him yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, a couple of days after this party, I started bugging our mutual friend to set me and Devin up on a date.
Okay.
And yeah, our friend just wanted no part of this. So I kept pestering him until eventually he gave me Devin's number.
Oh, okay.
And I texted him and he texted back and we talked and eventually he invited me out for drinks.
Well, here, hang on, back up.
Hold on real quick, Nick.
Question. Why did your friend not want to give? I think we glossed over a key thing there. Why did your friend not want to give? Why do you think your friend was like not trying to hook you guys up?
I really just think that he didn't want to get mixed up in this whole thing because it can be awkward when you're friends with two people and you know, let's say that you set them up but then it doesn't go well and then like
you're to blame.
Feel awkward,
right? So then you guys did eventually get to go and hang out for drinks and you said it was amazing.
Yeah, it was a really great time. We hung out for like an hour and at first it was kind of awkward, but then after, you know, some drinks, things got more comfortable and easier and we talked about all kinds of things.
Covered all the bases.
Clicked.
So how did the date end then?
Yeah, well, at the end, he gave me a really sweet hug, and he was such a gentleman, and he said that he would see me later, but I have not heard from him at all.
Okay.
And our friend who set us up, who, you know, introduced us, he does not want anything to do with this.
So that's
why I contacted you.
Okay, well, we'll try to sleuth that out for you, I suppose. I don't have any conjecture.
Right.
I've got ideas, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
Okay. Oh, why?
Because I am right now.
Okay. All right.
Well, then what we'll do.
Stay tuned,
Elizabeth,
for the next segment.
Elizabeth, we will call Devin for you, see if we can get him on the phone. And best case scenario, we'll be glad to take care of dinner for you guys to go out again, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Coming up. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show. Well,
don't be like Nick and keep it to yourself. We want to hear from you and what you think went wrong between Elizabeth and Devin.
As we have always said, historically, gift form is the best form. So you can speculate on Facebook, KX969 and X and Instagram KZKX969.
Have some fun with us. Date 'em or dump 'em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And if you're just joining us, it's Elizabeth who wants help getting a hold of Devin. Actually stalked him, for lack of better phrasing, at a party. Thought he seemed like a really nice guy, talking to everybody, very engaged, having a good time, and asked her friend, who's a mutual friend, to set them up. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. Eventually, she wore the guy down until she finally got Devin's number. They chatted. They got together for drinks. She thought it was great, and now he is ghosting her. The majority of the guesses coming in is she's some sort of a stalker, just by the way she sounds.
I mean, I understand how some people could think that. Yeah. I just think it's a little, I think that's a little much for what she was doing. I don't think she was full-blown stalking.
No. Well, then we'll find out today with Devin. We'll talk with him now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Devin?
Yeah, this is Devin.
Devin, hey, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going, man?
What up, dog?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of you guys. What's up?
We've heard of you.
Well, yeah, we have, from someone who you went out on a date with and would like to possibly get together again, and we'd be more than willing to pay for it. We're calling on behalf of Elizabeth, who you went on a date with, and she'd like to know what's up and why you haven't been texting her.
Yeah, this will be a quick one.
Okay. Uh-oh. Why is that?
Okay. I mean, listen, she's a super nice, and at first, like, she's very, very sexy. You know, I liked her a lot, but we can't date.
Why is that?
She has the same name as my mom.
Same? Wait, what? She has the same name as your mom.
Oh.
And, like, okay, at first I didn't think about it while we were texting. She's like, hi, it's Elizabeth. I didn't pay it too much mind, but as we were first meeting up at the bar for drinks, I came up to her at the high top that she was sitting at, and she said, hi, and everyone just calls her Beth.
Beth,
and
okay.
Oh.
My mom goes by Beth. That is her name, and I never put two and two together that Beth is short for Elizabeth. I mean, I was thinking Liz, but not Beth.
And yes. So she has the same name as your mom.
Yes, the exact same name. And yeah, that's a big red flag for me.
You just can't, it's like the mental block of it?
No, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's bad enough I walked into my parents fooling around in the hot tub one time. I can never get intimate with a Beth. Okay, it creeps me out.
That would be strange. That'd be really strange.
Couldn't you just give her a nickname?
You call it, we call
like,
her Liz.
Give her a new
name. What if her nickname is Not Mom? Like, you know, and
like, good morning, Not Mom. Hope you slept well last night.
Her nickname is Not Mom.
You know what I mean? Like, you guys are making out, and you're like,
yeah.
I like kissing
I'll
ever
you,
go
Not
to
the
Mom.
Courthouse and change it legally. You know?
Right. No, that's...
Yeah, just call yourself Not Mom.
Okay. Well, let's bring Elizabeth... Beth on the phone. Elizabeth, the reason why he can't see you is because you have the same name as his mom.
Yeah, that's really disappointing and also unexpected. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Would you be willing, like Nick says, to change your name? I mean,
can we just call you Not Mom?
Liz or Not Mom?
I've always gone by Beth ever since I was a child, so I really can't see myself going by anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't, I get you that. Shouldn't have to, like, change your identity just to, like, go on a date with someone.
Hold on.
Yeah. Okay, Nick.
You guys hear me out, see if I can talk you into this. If you go by Not Mom... You're going to force him to have to tell his friends. They're like, so what are you doing? Or what'd you do last night? And he's like, oh, I made out with Not Mom. And they're like, as opposed to normally making out with Mom, what is happening here? And then, you know what I mean?
Mom.
Like, and he's like, but I mean, I'm just stressing. Why do you have to stress that it's Not Mom? And then he's going to have to explain that whole deal.
I think so.
That sounds like a lot of explanations.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like maybe too much work, Husker Nick.
I get where you're coming from, Devin, but in a different perspective. There's no way I could ever, if I was still single, date somebody with the same name as my ex ever. Like, if it was any kind of variation of my ex's name, there's no way I could do that. So I kind of get where he's coming from.
It's going to constantly stick in my mind. I mean, it's kind of too, like, if somebody kind of looked like a family member, even, and then you realize it, and so it's just like it can't happen.
Okay, real quick.
Yes, Nick.
I Googled it, a quick Google search. You said your mom's name's Elizabeth. She goes by Beth.
Yeah.
You could start calling her Bessie. You could call Bessie? Her Ella.
You're going to change your mom's you name
could,
now?
No, his girlfriend. She could be Betty, Bettina, Elise. Apparently, Elise is part of being Elizabeth. What? I have no idea.
That was a thing.
Bebet. You could call her Bebet. Okay. Libby.
You could call her Pookie Bear and Schnookums.
Buffy. Yeah, I always wanted to date a girl named Buffy, I bet.
Buffy would be cool.
Yeah.
Is any of this helping you, Devin?
No. You know, it's a valiant effort.
Yeah.
I think it's still going to be a no for me.
All right. Man. Well, are you going to tell your mom that, hey, I met this, in your words, super hot chick, but I couldn't date her because she has the same name as you?
I'm probably going to just keep that for a rainy day.
Yeah. That's probably a safe bet.
Great opportunity with this gorgeous girl, but she has the same name as you, Mom.
I know. What? And then ask your mom. Say, would I call her not Mom? Would that work? And then your mom might say yes.
You know, if my mom's okay with it, that's one thing. But I have to be okay with it. And my mom being okay wouldn't make me okay.
Elizabeth / Beth, we at least figured it out for you. We're sorry that it wasn't a better outcome.
Yeah, I tried.
But hey, Elizabeth, you're a great girl, and I'm sorry about it, but it's just something I can't get over.
I can't change my name.
Yeah.
You know, my name's Elizabeth. I go by Beth. That's unfortunate that it's the same name as his mom.
Right.
And yeah, there's really nothing that either of us can do about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, Elizabeth, thanks for reaching out to us. Thanks for listening to the show. And Devin, thanks for being on with us. And we'll just wish you well in your dating lives separate. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Country mornings are the best.
Just listen. You'll see.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick are number one for a reason.
On Kix 96.9.